This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share. Or if you just want to chat with us, again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building. We're right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol, and we have a great lineup there and pictures, and we're also going to be adding some trivia to that very shortly. Actually, my social media girl is working on that, I believe, today. So
nice.
They'll be able to win some prizes on there, too. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. I just realized I have no green on.
You know, me too. I know. I looked up and I saw that, too. And I'm like, I don't even think I really have too much green.
Me either.
You know, you know what? Last week we had Susan Osborne in from B Image Consulting.
Yes.
And she does colors. And she's actually coming in tomorrow to do my colors. So I will, I really don't think green's my color.
See, I've been told so many times that green is my color.
It is your color.
Very little of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Funny story. My son is pretty much the only thing he ever wears is green. And he has his favorite green sweatshirt and he wears it every single day. It doesn't matter what he's wearing under as clothes, because that's all you see is his green sweatshirt. So last night he said, "So, Carson, gonna wear green tomorrow?" He just laughed at me. He's like, "No, I thought I'd mix it up a bit, Mom, and wear a different color tomorrow."
Now,
but he didn't.
Why green? Does he like green? He likes his favorite sweatshirt, maybe?
Yep. Nope, green. It's got to be a green
and
sweatshirt.
And how old is Carson?
He's 11.
That's a fun age. So we have a great lineup for today.
We do.
First guest will be Megan Mills of the Bob House and Reel Inn Tavern. That's over up in Moultonboro. So I'll be anxious to chat with Megan. And then also we are going to be having two actors from the Godspell musical that is going to be happening at the Palace Theater. So that's going to be exciting too. And then of course Julie Barron of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire will be joining us. So
always nice to have Julie.
Yes, always learn something new.
So we would also like to thank our sponsors, Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, expressjewelrynh.com for precision repair and sales, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company, Red Arrow Diner, now in Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry. Actually, the drive-thru is opening
next week.
That's redarrowdiner.com. Celeste Oliva is 75 South Main Street in Concord. CelesteOliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And added to their line is fresh pasta and honey. Also, Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester, belmonthall.net. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kalen Company. And New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And listeners, we just want to remind you that if you do go into any of these sponsors, please let them know that Food for Thought sent you. They love to hear that.
Very good. Well, of course, with it being St. Patrick's Day, the food holiday, of course, today is St. Patrick's Day. But this is kind of an interesting statistic here. And I didn't realize this, I guess is what I need to say, because I'm kind of surprised. And I'll be anxious to ask Megan this when she comes onto the show. But according to many studies, this is the biggest day of the year for combined food and beverage sales in restaurants and bars.
That is surprising.
St. Patty's Day. I don't know why. Are you surprised by that?
I am.
Even as a restaurant owner, I'm surprised at that.
I thought maybe it would be Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, maybe. I would not have expected that.
You know, it is saying food and beverage sales combined. So, maybe, you know, now that I'm kind of saying that, maybe... You know,
yeah, because when people go out for St. Patrick's Day, they're very specific. They are going out for
corned beef and cabbage. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, I think they're having their green beer with it.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
So, and I do know, you know, two very good friends of mine, Andrea and Jeff, they every St. Patty's Day, I mean, he works for public service. She works in the school system. They take this day off. This is like their day. It's like their, you know, their big holiday of the year. I mean, they were out this morning at 7 a.m. at the Rover.
You know, I think that's really interesting how different people have different favorite holidays. You know, maybe their holiday is Christmas, or some people are really big about Halloween. Mm-hmm. That is their big holiday. And I do know a couple people, the same thing. St. Patrick's Day is their holiday. Big, huge party. Actually went to a friend's party Saturday evening for a little bit. Ton of people. And the amount of food that was there and the desserts. They actually had to do like two separate servings, the food in one place, and then later on bring up all the desserts because there just was no room for all of it. Mm. People really love their special holidays.
She texted me this morning and... you know, said, come on, come meet us at the Rover. And I'm like, there is no way I'm ruining my workout that I did this morning. I'm sorry. I am not going. So, yes. So, yes, I was at the Integrity this morning at 7 a.m.
Nice job.
Did my workout. I felt really, really good. Well, still do feel really good.
So. It does. It keeps you going all day.
Go me. Yes. And let me see here. Well, actually, I have a couple of St. Patty Day trivia that we can kind of chat about here. And, you know, listeners, again, the number is 866-823-1077 if you want to give a call and, you know, maybe let us know what you're doing today for St. Patrick's Day. If you're going to a certain place that you go to, you know, each year for corned beef and cabbage. I know Daryl and I today, we did talk about going somewhere for St. Patty's Day for some corned beef and cabbage, not so much for the drink part of it. Who knows? But anyway,
the day is still young.
The day is still young. And I think we're going to head over to Belmont Hall because Belmont Hall today is open until 8 o'clock tonight, where they usually close at 2:00. But on every St. Patty's Day, they stay open late. So, and they serve a great corned beef and cabbage dinner. So I think we may be heading over there. So, you know, listeners, if you give us a call, let us know where you're going, what your tradition is maybe. And, you know, if you're as crazy as my friends Andrew and Jeff are, well, I guess they're really not that crazy. Lots of people, I guess, are doing it. They're all out there. And it's really nice out, too, right? Isn't it?
It is not much nicer. The sun came out just as I was coming in.
Because I'm looking out right now, and that's why I'm saying that, because I can see the sun kind of peeking in here. And so it's not raining anymore.
No, it is not.
All right, good.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what everybody's doing today.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
So trivia.
Legend has it that if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you will what? Do you know?
Turn into a frog. I have heard that, but I don't know the answer.
These are the three choices.
Oh, I get choices. Okay.
Gain the gift of gab, turn green, or have 7 years bad luck. Legend has it that if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you will. My gosh.
Are there more choices?
Well, no, I'm reading the answer.
So it's, I don't think I know. I don't know.
So it's what really, you answer? Get the gift of gab.
Oh.
I never knew that. Did you?
No, I did not. I thought you turned into a frog. So clearly I did not.
The expression Aaron go bra means what? Aaron, am I even pronouncing it correctly? Aaron go brog? You know that Irish?
Now, I am... mostly Irish. I should know these things.
I am not Irish, so I have an excuse.
And I do not.
You know, B-R-A-U-G-H. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Aaron go bra.
Bra. So what does it mean? Do you know what it means?
I think it means go braless. Kidding.
It's either kiss me, I'm Irish, everybody's Irish, or Ireland forever.
Ireland forever.
It is Ireland forever.
Oh, see, I do better with choices.
All right, phew. Oh, my gosh. Let's forget these trivia. I'm not doing very good at that. And, you know, you still have time, and I purchased my tickets yesterday. Manchester Community Music School is putting on a Dancing with the Stars. The theme of this year is senior prom, and it's this Thursday, the 19th, from 5 to 9, and it's being held right here in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel. And they are local celebrities that are going to be dancing, and they've been matched up with professional ballroom dancers, and they've been practicing, I guess, for a little over a month. So I think that's like way cool.
That is.
And then there's some celebrity judges that are going to be judging it, and
you are one of them.
No. I'm not a judge.
Oh, not
for
this one. Oh, this is the food one. That's right.
I'm a judge for the Iron Chef competition
that
will be in Concord on April 1st.
So does it say who the celebrity judges are for this one?
They are Katie McQuaid, Kathy Schmidt, and Joe Riley. So those are the judges, and I know one of the stars that I'm anxious to watch dancing is Chef Nicole. Chef Nicole is the one from T-Bones and Cactus Jacks and Carpador. Door. She's the executive chef for them. So I and she's this. Have you ever met Chef Nicole?
I have not.
She is this teeny little thing like this, like little teeny little thing. And I'm anxious to see that.
I think it's exciting to see somebody out of their element.
I know.
That's what I think. That's why that show on TV is so great.
Did you watch it last night?
I did not. No, I did not. I was busy last night. But I am surprised. It's nice to see like these people that you're used to seeing doing what they're great at, and then coming and doing something that they've never done before and trying something new. It's inspiring.
That's true.
To everyone.
That's true. I did watch it last night, on and off, because I'm not really a huge Dancing with the Stars fan. I mean, I like it, you know, and I'll watch it, you know, once in a while. But it's not something like I have to watch every week. Like, my mother has to watch it every week.
I used to be like that.
She has to be home to watch it. So, but it was, you know who I found quite interesting last night to watch was Suzanne Somers.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, she's 68.
She looks amazing for 68. But can she
you
dance?
Know, she looks amazing. Her face, I don't think she's so, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know. She has really nice legs.
Is she still fit and athletic for 68?
Oh,
she can dance?
Yes. She was okay.
Yeah.
She was okay.
She was out there at 68.
Patti LaBelle was one. She's 70, Patti LaBelle.
Well, how did she do?
She did really nice. She did really nice. You know, I think like when they wear those long dresses and they're, you know, flowing about the floor, you know, I think it looks a little, I don't know. See, Suzanne Somers had on like she looked like she was going to work out. And I just thought it was just a little too much. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. But maybe, you know, it was the first week. But going back to the Manchester Community Music School, if you want to get tickets, you can go to the Manchester Community Music School's website, and you can get tickets right from there for Thursday night's event. So we'd love to see everybody there. It'd be fun. So
very good.
And then, yeah, the Iron Chef competition is coming up April 1st. That's 5:30 to 7:30. And that benefits Good Life programs and activities over in Concord. So, and that's actually where it is going to be. And you can get your tickets at Good Life as well and online. So,
good to know.
Yeah.
I have to say, for anybody who is listening in the Manchester area, either working in the Beacon Building or working down on Elm Street, where you are close and can come down for lunch, not only do we have the Midtown Cafe here, but Megan, the tray of food that she brought in here is amazing. She brought these gigantic
club sandwiches,
and we have them cutting them up for us right now in the Midtown Cafe. We're going to put them on some plates. So come on down. We're going to be talking with Megan next and giving out some samples in the atrium. So we would love to see you.
That's right. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Tracy Gregoire, and we are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And, you know, I haven't been outside since I got here this morning around 9-ish, quarter of 9 or so, and I'm sure that the streets are probably packed with all the St. Paddy's Day people. Usually on St. Patty's Day, downtown is like packed. So where it's a little bit warmer, isn't it a little warmer outside right now?
I wore what I'm wearing right now. I did not wear a coat or a jacket, and I was fine.
See, I came in with my jacket all buttoned with my gloves on.
I am much chillier this morning.
Yeah, but I am. My hands are always freezing, and I wear gloves like almost year round. Okay, maybe not in July, but I'm telling you, my hands are always freezing.
But you know, it's always colder downtown, whether it be downtown Manchester, downtown Boston. I feel like if I'm warm at my house and I know I have to come down here when it's either windy or rainy, it's going to be feel like 10 degrees colder mm-hmm, down here. So mm-hmm.
You're right.
That makes sense.
So again, listeners, we'd love for you to give us a call and let us know what you're doing today for St. Patty's Day. You know, if you have any traditions that you do, and, you know, if you're going to be going and visiting certain places later, and where you like to eat corned beef, and maybe you don't even like to go somewhere and you just like to stay home. That's fine, too. We'd love to hear from you. 866-823-1077. And let's welcome on our first guest of the day for Food for Thought. And I'm pleased to welcome Megan from the Bob House and Reel in Tavern. And when I'm saying Reel in Tavern, listeners, it's R-E-E-L and then like a little apostrophe N, Reel in, so like fishing.
It's very clever.
It's so cute. I love the logo. I think it's so great.
Too.
So welcome to
Thank
Food
you
for
very
that.
Much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. And you are from Moultonboro. And yes. You can also check them out on the web. You can go. I Googled the Bob House, and then it kind of popped right up. But it's the Bob House and RealNTavern.com.
Yep, or BobHouseNH.com.
Oh, there
That's
we go.
Amazing.
That
oh,
is
there we
so
go.
Much
I
easier.
Did not know that.
Oh, boy. See, I didn't see that. So BobHouseNH.com. Okay, that's much easier. So listeners, BobHouseNH.com. And you have a great website.
Thank you.
So tell me. Tell me about the Bob House. I mean, now, yeah. I mean, I went to your website. I'm talking to you. I saw your food. I can't wait to go visit it. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Bob House.
So the Bob House has been around since 2009. And my husband and I took over ownership May 2013. So we're going on our second year of new ownership.
So you were working there prior
yes.
to purchasing it.
Yep. Both of us were working there. I was working there for about 2 years and my husband was there for about 3 years with previous owners.
Wow.
Yeah.
So whatever made you want to buy it? Like, how did that all come about?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
A little bit.
She is a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
I know her.
Because a month before we purchased the restaurant, I had a baby. So we are a little crazy. But my husband has been cooking for about 18 years.
In restaurants?
Yep, in restaurants.
Okay.
And it's been his passion. He's amazing at it. He has just a taste. Everything he cooks is amazing.
Yes, it is. I can attest to that.
Tracy knows. And he's always wanted to own his own restaurant. So that's been a passion of his. And I've been in the restaurant industry for about 13 years, waiting tables and bartending and events.
So you guys are definitely restaurant people.
We are. Yeah. And that's how we met. So we met in a restaurant. So it's been our dream and we're living it right now.
I think that is wonderful. And you know, I don't know about you, but I know, you know, being in the business, there's so many people that you hear and that's their dream is to
yeah.
like open up a restaurant. You know what I always say to them? I always say, okay, you know what? I'm going to put you on the schedule at the diner
right.
on like a second or a third shift for like a week or two and then come and see me after and tell me really what you think. But you know, when I asked, you know, your husband does the cooking, when you
yes.
said, yes, he's been cooking for 18 years. Another thing that I always get from people is, you know, when I said in the restaurants, because that's
yes.
like such a huge, it's such a big difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not just at home. He's been running restaurants since he was, you know, in high school.
So. Right. And then I'm sure like when you get like people that apply and, you know, and they say, oh, I've been cooking for years. I make a great omelet at home and I make it. And it's like, it is not the same thing.
Not at all.
You know?
I can't even imagine doing what he does. So I'm out front. I'm the face out
Well,
front.
You're the front and he's the back.
Exactly.
I mean, that works.
It works very
perfectly.
Well.
And you know, when you said that his food is really, really good and creative and all that, I can definitely tell that by looking at the menu, because the menu I think the menu's great.
Oh my gosh.
There's so much to choose from.
Yeah, a lot to choose from. I mean, we have everything from your appetizers, your chicken wings, bruschetta. We've got all sorts of salads. We have fresh seafood. All of our ingredients are fresh. We've got burgers. We've got prime rib. We've got sirloins. So we have
nice selection of everything. Salads too. I mean, lots of salads on here. So, you know, if you are being healthy, there's plenty of choices on here to be healthy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we can substitute, and we can pretty much do anything for anyone. We can accommodate anyone. And we try to keep the prices down. I don't think there's anything on our menu over $20.99.
The prices are fantastic. I mean, I was really impressed with looking at the menu. And you know, you even have like a section here with just veal.
Yeah,
I mean, is veal like a big thing up
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. People
don't see that
to like the veal a lot. We've got, you know, some like pot roast is one of our popular items, barbecue pork ribs.
Yeah, I mean, you have prime rib, you have, you have beautiful seafood selections as well. I'm dying to try the, you know, usually you always see Marcella and the chicken, you know, always chicken Marcella.
Oh, yeah.
I see veal Marcella,
a whole lot.
And I love Marcella. Veal Marcella sounds really, really good.
Now, tell us a little bit about the atmosphere, because it's such a unique location where you are. You have local people that were kind of there all year long, and then you also have people who are traveling from all over the place coming up north, whether it be the winter, the fall, for different reasons. I will just say from my experience of being there, even though there's a lot of travelers probably passing through, it seems like a very homey place. As far as my husband and I were there, and the couple at the next table seemed like they were regulars, and they just started chatting with us, and it just, everybody's so friendly.
Homey.
Yes, definitely. So tell us a little bit about that and the story.
Yeah, we love our locals. We couldn't do it without them all year round. In the summertime, really, the Moultonboro and the surrounding area triples in size. And so the summer is definitely huge. It's crazy. It's busy. But during the winter time, we have those locals that come in all year round that, support us. And we really, you know, appreciate that. We've got three rooms. We've got a dining room. We have a tavern and with some high top and low top tables. And we also have another large bar that seats about 35 people.
It's amazing. It goes all the way around the room.
Yeah, seats 35. That's
yeah,
a
and
big
that's just
bar.
So the second bar seats 15. So we've got a larger bar, the Sugar Shack, which is what we call that, and then the tavern, the Reel and Tavern is the smaller bar that has about 15 seats at the bar and surrounding tables, and then the dining room.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Now, what are your hours at the Reel?
So right now we are closed on Monday and Tuesdays, just for the winter. So we're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11:30 we open for lunch and we serve through dinner. We close around 9 o'clock, but if we're busy, we stay open. You know, we've stayed open till 11 before. If people are still coming in, we'll stay open for you.
That's the mom and pop's place.
Yeah, exactly.
So great. Yeah.
And in the summertime, we're just closed on Mondays. So we're open Tuesday through Sunday.
Very good. You know, listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are in studio with Megan Mills, who is the owner of the Bob House and Reel Inn Tavern over in Moultonboro. We are going to go on a short break, and, you know, like Tracy said earlier, if you are around 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester, come on in, and Tracy's going to be up in the atrium giving some samples of some beautiful sandwiches that Megan just brought in. So stay tuned, and Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are in studio with Megan Mills, the owner of the Bob House and Reel Inn Tavern over in Moultonboro. And listeners, you know, really go and check out the website, bobhousenh.com. Great website. You know, what constitutes to me like a good, you know, when I, because I look up websites all the time. That's, you know, I'm always researching for, you know, for different people to come onto the show and stuff. And, you know, it catches your eye. You know, I love your logo.
Thank you.
And, you know, it has all your menus. It's very easy to navigate. That to me is, you know, that's like all, because some websites, you know, you go to and you don't know where to go here and there, you know, and, but no, it's a very nice website. And your menu, like I said, your menu is just a fantastic menu. Now, do you, and right now, Tracy is actually up in the atrium, and she is serving some samples up there. So we'll get her feedback when she comes back down. But, you know, I know you talked a little bit about, I know Tracy asked you a little bit about, you know, about the the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, walk me. Just get a little, maybe a little bit more detailed. Walk me into like the front door of the Real House. Like, what would I see first? Like, what are you? You're not on the water. Are you on the water?
Nope, we're not on the water.
You do have a deck. I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, we do have a deck out back, and it seats about 25 people, and so we have that open during the summertime. It can only be open for a short period of time. The mosquitoes, you know, get the best of us.
Right.
But yeah, when you walk in the front door, we have a little sitting area when you first walk in. We, in the summertime, you know, there could be, we do take call ahead seating, the day of. So if you give us a call the day you're coming, we'll put your name on our list. So, but in the summertime, sometimes in the winter and the weekends, but we can, you know, you can experience up to an hour wait, or more, but give us a call and we can put you on our list. So we have a little seating area, out front there, and then you come to our hostess stand, and then you can either take a left into our dining room, which is, you know, a little more formal dining, where we have a great big fish tank in there, and it's really neat.
Nice.
Yeah, and we have a lot, you know, the decor throughout the whole restaurant is fishing, you know, fishing, ice fishing, especially, because if, for those of you who don't know, the Bob House is an ice fishing house. So, so that's the decor, and the theme is fishing, outdoors, ice fishing. And you can take a right into our tavern, which has the older bar, which again seats 15 people, and it's got surrounding tables in there.
So the Real House Tavern is the smaller bar.
Yes, the Real Inn Tavern. Yep.
The Real Inn Tavern.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. So the one that seats 38, did you say?
About 35.
35.
About
that's
35.
In the main dining room.
No, that's actually in the back. So if you go behind, like if you kept walking around the hostess stand to the right instead of going directly to your right, just go behind. Mm-hmm. That's where the Sugar Shack is, and that's the large bar, the newest bar. It's about 3 years old now. 3 years old.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Like, and how many employees do you have?
We have, I mean, in right now, we probably have about 18 to 20. But in the summer, we can probably have about 25 or more.
Right.
25, 30.
So I am back. I unfortunately couldn't take a mic up with me, but I took the samples, the beautiful samples that Megan brought, and had some people sample them. And I, as well, sampled myself.
I just saw you.
I had to.
You had mayo all over your lips.
Look it all off. It is, I got to tell you, it's, first of all, it's like three levels or two levels.
It's a big sandwich.
It's a really big sandwich. The bacon was like perfect. It's just the bread is so crisp and not buttery, but it just has such a good, the whole thing has such a good flavor. And our guests that are out here in the Beacon Center atrium here were enjoying it as well very much. So
very nice. It's delicious.
Yes.
I'm glad you like it.
Now also, Megan, you I just from knowing you and knowing that you have a lot of great creative ideas when it comes to marketing, what tell us about some of the events that you do, because I know you're not just a restaurant. You also do some events for people, whether they're local or just passing through. Tell us about some of those.
I actually am a marketing major, and I went into event marketing, so that's like my passion. I love events. We do an annual Halloween party, a costume party. So we do that every year. We started when we, we're going on our third year of the Halloween party, and that's just been a huge success. And, we also do new actually this year, and it'll be continued, in the winter months, is paint and pour. where it's, they call it fun art, not fine art. So you come and you get a canvas, and there's an instructor, and she goes through every single brush stroke with you. So you paint this gorgeous, you know, piece of work at the end, and it's fun. You know, it's fun. You get to eat and drink, and then you have
something to hang on your wall afterwards.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do one of those.
You never did?
I have not.
It's so
and
much
I didn't know that
fun.
You were doing that now.
Yeah, so we do that. Our next event is April 8th for Paint and Pour. And then we have our last one, which I believe we're going to be painting wine glasses. They're all canvases, but we'll do wine glasses on the first week in May.
All right. I'm there. If it's a wine glass,
yeah.
I am there.
It's a really fun girls' night out. And I shouldn't say girls' night out, because we've had some men in there, and they have just as much fun. So,
or even couples can
yeah,
come in and
yep,
do
we
something
have a lot
to
of
do
couples.
Together.
It's a really fun night. And we'll continue that next winter. We also, you know, we do catered events. So we just did a surprise 50th birthday party for some of our favorite locals. And we've done rehearsal dinners. We've done wedding receptions.
And you do that in the restaurant side?
Yeah, we do typically use our dining room for that. And our max capacity in there is 50 people. So we can do small events, and we can kind of cater to anyone's needs and, you know, work with you with your budget and menu. So.
That's great. Now, you also do something, at least I know you have in the past, around Halloween or October for the kids, right?
Yeah, we also do right before the same week of our Halloween party, we do pumpkin carving for kids. And it's really fun. The kids have a good time. And all the pumpkins have been donated from Moulton Farm in Moultonboro. And the kids carve pumpkins, and then at the Halloween party, everyone votes on their favorite pumpkin, and the kid, you know, the winner gets a prize and
stuff. I love
that. So it's really fun. So we're trying to, you know, do more things. We're thinking about bringing trivia to the Bob House, next winter. You know, while it's the slower season, you know, while we have our dining room closed, we can open it up for some of these events.
And it's nice for people to have something to do to get out.
Yeah.
And get out of the house whenever it's cold.
Exactly.
So
definitely.
Nice.
And you know, and I saw all those pictures that you were referring to, all these events right on your website.
Yeah, yeah. I posted, you know, a lot of the pictures from the Halloween party. We also started a cruise night in the summertime on Thursday night.
I saw the old cars.
Yeah. So you bring your on Thursday night starting you know, when the snow melts in May or early June.
Maybe July this
year.
Yeah,
I know, right? bring your old classic car and park it on the front lawn, and just a fun thing for people to check out all the cars, and you know, while you're eating dinner, you just park your car out there. So that's usually Thursday nights in the summertime.
That's always fun. That's
yeah.
always really fun to do. For the listeners that are just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 The Pulse, and we're in studio with Megan Mills, the owner of the Bob House and Real Inn Tavern over in Moultonboro. And we're hearing all about this really great restaurant. I mean, I like I said before, I have the menu in front of me, and it's a I mean, if you don't like something on the menu, there's something wrong with you, basically, really.
I think there's over 100 items, so there's probably something for you to like.
I mean, you know, you can go in and be, you can be casual, you know, getting a couple appetizer things, or you can have a nice dinner. I mean, they go from prime rib to appetizers to salads to flatbreads to wrap to burgers. I mean, the menu is quite an array.
Now, I know this is a food show, but sometimes we talk about other things.
Of course we do.
Megan, I have always been so impressed by your just excitement for life in general, but how you can do so much. And I think that so many people, whether women, men, sometimes have a hard time balancing things, balancing life, balancing work with family. And to me, I think you are the epitome of, and I know you don't always feel like it. We never always feel like we're balancing it well, but as Megan mentioned, and I said she's a little crazy, not only did she have
a
baby.
All are in the restaurant
I
business,
know, right? So.
Not only did she have a baby the month of or the month before.
Yeah, the month before.
They were officially buying the restaurant. She also, a week before the baby was due, got a new puppy.
I know. I don't know what we were thinking.
They had two labs already, and they got a third one. And I say this just because she made it look easy. They So I want you to, the reason I say this, because I want you.
I'm in shock right now.
If you have any tips for people, and I know this is totally putting you on the spot, but if you have any tips for people who think, oh gosh, I want to start that new business and, you know, but I have children, or I have this business and I want to have children or a new puppy, how, you know, any tip that you could give people. And by the way, she's always, always, always positive about it. I don't think I've ever heard her complain. So a tip for somebody.
Well, you forgot one little detail also. She's pregnant again.
Yes. She is pregnant with her second one. That's right. And I know, obviously, you have a great support system in your husband, John, who is the chef of the Bob House. But just any little tip for somebody who's inspired to do what you pull off so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. I mean, honestly, if I'm not busy and I'm not doing a million things, I feel like something's wrong. Like, okay. Or I can't do everything to my best ability if I'm not doing 1,000 things, you know? So I think it's, you know, if you want to go for it, you should just do it, you know? And that's how we met through Leah Sophia, because I just was like, you know, why not? I have 4 other jobs. So why not take on another?
She did have 4 other jobs and then started a jewelry business as well.
Yeah. So I just, you know, if I'm not busy, it doesn't really work out for me. So I just always have to keep busy. And I am a realtor also. I have my real estate license and I do that part time. So, but yeah, we're excited for the new baby and another fun filled, busy summer at the Bob House.
Yes. Now, do you have any other, family members that work at the restaurant?
No, not currently, but we have had my mother-in-law work there. We've had my brother. My mom has actually hosted before. So yeah, we have, you know, family that help us out and, can, you know, everyone's welcome to apply.
And it would be a really fun place to work. Yeah. I think knowing John and knowing Megan, I think it's probably a really, really fun place to work as well.
Well, when you were asking her that question, you know, to give anybody tips, I think you probably answered it for her, really, or most of it, when you said, you know, your husband. I mean, you know, you wouldn't be able to do it without
the support of
you know, each other.
Absolutely.
And the being positive part, I
and
think.
And being, of course.
That gets you a long way.
Totally.
Yeah. I couldn't do it alone. My God, no. I couldn't do it alone at all. I mean, I don't know how to cook, so how could I do it? I can cook a mean omelet too, right? No. Yeah, without John, you know, we wouldn't have a business. He's amazing, and the food he puts out is just, you know, there isn't anything I've had that he has cooked that's bad. And he's just, yeah, I wouldn't be here without him, so...
Well, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
Thanks for the yummy sandwich.
The sandwich is delicious. And you can definitely tell it's real turkey, too. You know, it's not anything, you know, it's real turkey. And, you know, the menu. Listeners, get on up to the Bob House and Real Inn Tavern. You can check them out on the web at bobhousenh.com. And right up in Moultonboro, nice destination place. I mean, you know, spring's around the corner. Summer's almost here. I can't wait to get up there and check it out. And I know I won't be able to wait till the summer, so I'll be up soon.
Oh,
so
thank you.
You're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.